listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field here in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley with you for high school baseball action as the Montgomery County Indians, under Coach Brian Minyard, get ready to take on Brian Crowe's Estill County Engineers today on a day that is a little bit overcast, but no rain in the forecast. It is breezy. We've got a pretty sharp wind that is swirling a little bit, but primarily, as you would expect here, the way the field is situated, the wind is blowing out toward right field more than any other direction that we might find. And we could have some interesting plays today. Estill County comes in 6-11. They have a couple of pitchers that have been really strong this year. They have a third guy who's going to pitch today who has been pretty good too. Montgomery County will counter with Evan Kofer, a freshman. The Indians are playing without a couple of starters that are sidelined with illness and injury. We'll be back and check the starting lineups for you right after we step out for just 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Starting lineups are being introduced right now. Estill County's already lined up along the first baseline. They'll lead off with shortstop Ethan Henry leading it off. Tyler Brewer in center field batting second. Hayden Woolery will be in right field bat number three. Peyton Riddle in left field batting fourth. The designated hitter Cooper Powell bats fifth. He's batting for pitcher Jay Neese. Kyler Cheney is hitting in the number six spot. Canyon Hicks at third base, batting number seven. Mason Griggs catching and batting eighth. And Logan Friend at second base, batting number nine. Indians lead off with Braden Doerr, the left fielder. Evan Kofer will pitch in bat number two, a pair of freshmen leading off. Senior Ethan Oberhauser will be in center field in bat third. Eli Leach at first base, batting fourth. And senior catcher Samuel Cooper bats number five. Talon Stevens at third base, batting number six. Hitting seventh is Jamin Kaba at shortstop. Braylon Lambert will be at second base and bat number eight. And J.J. Norris in right field and hits number nine. Those are your starting lineups. We'll check the other numbers for you coming up here in just a minute. The Indians in white pants, those light blue tops with red numerals and trim, red caps and red stockings. Estill County in white pants with blue tops, black numbers trimmed in white and blue caps. We'll be right back here and have the first pitch coming up after we step out again for a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your official Montgomery County Indians station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
We're back here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, and out warming up is freshman Evan Colfer. Colfer's been in five games, four of them as a starting pitcher, although he's worked only 17 and two-thirds innings, allowing 28 hits, 21 runs, 15 of those earned, has walked 9, struck out 22 in 17 and two-thirds, a record of 1-3 on the season, and an earned run average of 5.94. Right-hander, and the youngster will get ready to face Ethan Henry, leading things off. Henry's the only guy who, for this Estill County team, that has been in all 17 games they have played, the senior shortstop, to lead things off. And, of course, there have been a few Henrys that have come through over in Irvin. Henry batting .319 on the season coming in. He has five doubles on the year. And he'll step in batting right-handed to lead things off, and we're set to go. I already have the lights on, of course, not really necessary right now, but probably will be before this game is over. Culver's ready, and here's the first pitch of the game, and it's just off the plate outside for ball one. Again, Culver pitches, and that's in for a strike, and he loses his hat. We might see that quite a bit today. One ball, one strike count. Colfer has, again, he's walked about a batter every two innings here. This is outside with that pitch, and it's two balls and a strike. Todd Brewer waiting on deck, and then Hayden Woolery to bat here in the top half of the first inning. And the pitch, and that one's in for a called strike, a good fastball over the outside corner at the knees. We've got Winds at 13 miles an hour, but gusting more than that. And we got, and there's a pitch that misses outside, and it's three balls and two strikes. See if Kofor can do what he's done. Ball, strike, ball, strike, ball. See if he can come with strike three right here. Already into his windup, and he pitches and a swing and a miss. And that's the first out of the game. So Henry chased a pitch that probably a little bit outside, but maybe too close to take with a couple of strikes. And here's Tyler Brewer coming up. Brewer, a senior in center field, bats right-handed. 216 batting average for him, has three doubles in terms of extra bases on the season. He takes outside for a ball. There's a pitch that swung on and missed. Ball and a strike, the count. And there's a ball hit high in the air into shallow right field. Battling the wind, but coming on to make the play out there is J.J. Norris. And that's the second out. Every fly ball could be a little bit of an experience today. Here's Woolery to bat next. Woolery, a 250 batting average. Four doubles on the season. It takes a pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Call for a little sidestep toward first base and deals, and that pitch just a little bit outside. It's one ball, one strike. And the Indians have a lot of players at different positions today than you might normally find them. Ground ball foul outside of first. It's a ball and two strikes.
All right, you got two now.
Of course, normally you'd have Mays at short probably and Minyard at third if they were available. You've got Talon Stevens at third. Cava moves over to play shortstop. He's been in the outfield. He's been at second base. There's a pitch that just a little bit low and away. And the count is all even at two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. And the 2-2 is swung on and missed, and the inning is quickly over. So a 1-2-3 for Evan Kofor. Nothing across for the engineers, and Montgomery County coming to back when we return to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field here in just 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Jack Neese, the junior lefty, is on the mound for Estill County this afternoon. Neese has been in four games, three as a starter. He's worked 22 innings, has allowed 23 hits, 11 runs, nine of those earned. Walked 11, struck out 23, a 1-1 record, and a 2.86 earned run average. So, and the Indians leading it off is Braden Doerr. So Doerr will step in, a 186 batting average, has three doubles on the season, has driven in eight runs, steps in, right-hand batter, and the first pitch to him is down low for a ball. It's Doerr, Kofor, Overholzer to bat here. And that pitch is way inside. Two balls and no strikes. Little breeze kind of blowing straight away center field right now. The 2-0 is hit on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Braden Doerr leads things off for Montgomery County with a single to center field, and here's Evan Kofor coming to the plate. He's got a 302 batting average through these first 18 games for the Indians. A double, has driven in five runs. Right-hand batter. A little bit of an open stance. The right foot is right on the back of the batter's box, and first pitch is taken for strike one. A good pitch, a breaking ball down in the strike zone over the outside part of the plate. 0-1 the count. Janice works from the stretch windup. Doerr not too much of a lead. That pitch is way inside, and it's all even in a ball and a strike. Reds and the Phillies again tonight at Great American Ballpark in the big leagues. Cincinnati falling last night after they struggled in Chicago, did well in Seattle. There's a ground ball left side of the infield moving toward the hole. Throw to second base. They get the force out, back to first, not in time to get the double play. So the lead runner gets erased. Indians still with a runner at first base.
Number two, Ethan Oberhauser.
Ethan Henry making a good solid play there, ranging toward third base. Ethan Oberhauser, the senior center fielder, steps in. Has a 333 batting average with a couple of doubles, a couple of triples. Throw over to first. They throw it over the head, and they'll allow the runner to go on here, I think, because he was impeded, but won't make any difference. He's in there safely anyway. So that'll be a throwing error on the pitcher. The Indians have a runner in scoring position. See if the senior can get him in. Good lead at second base, and the pitch is low and away for ball one. Oberhauser bats, and Eli Leach comes on deck. Oberhauser kind of holds that bat out, brings it back down, and cocks it high. Even stance, they're going to try to pick off at second base, and not in time. Pretty good job by the freshman out there to get as much lead as he can and force a play there and just kind of keep the pitcher maybe thinking about him a little more than the batter. Again, a nice big lead, and the pitch is ripped foul down the right field line as count evens up at one ball and one strike. A lot of sports activities going on for Montgomery County students. Spring football is getting ready for their spring game here in a couple of weeks. The Steak and Bean Bowl. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and that's down low and in. And it's two balls and a strike. Gotta lay off. If you can lay off pitches where there's no... Having a good eye at the plate is so important. Again, a good lead at second base. Long time, Nice finally works, and that's a good breaking ball to the inside corner to even the count of two balls, two strikes. Tough pitch. That was a good pitch by Nice at 2-1 to bring the count all even. Canyon Hicks, senior, even with a bag down at third base. Nice stares in to catcher Mason Griggs, and now Oberhauser steps out, jumps right back in the box. And the pitch, breaking ball hangs high and away. And it's a full count, three balls and two strikes to Oberhauser. Leach waiting to bat next. And the payoff pitch is a high bouncer to the third baseman. Fields it on the big hop, able to get the runner back and throw him out. That was just an easy play to make sure the runner stayed at second base and to get the man out at first. So Oberhauser retired there. Two outs, and here's Eli Leach. 333 batting average for Leach on the season. Has five doubles. He has a dozen runs batted in. on the season. Right-hand batter. And the first pitch to him is down low for a ball. Leach does not strike out much. A guy who can usually make contact, see if he can put some pressure on the defense here. Maybe give the Indians a first inning lead. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball to the shortstop. Henry, it came up on a big hop to him. And the throw to first was not a good throw, but he's able to bring the ball down and tag Leach out as he goes by. And the inning is over. Boy, that ball came off the infield grass and just popped right up to Henry. So the Indians, after a leadoff single, get nothing across, no runs on a hit, and a runner left on base. One error on the Engineers in the inning, and after an inning of play, no score. Drive of the Engineers, and we'll be back here in 90 seconds.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Had the first pitch of the second inning, and it was hit into left field. The left-hand batter, Peyton Riddle, senior left fielder, went the other way with it, hit it into left center field for a base hit. One pitch, and that's the first hit of the game. And here's a pitch that is foul-tipped at the plate for a strike. As Cooper Powell, it's K-O-O-P-E-R, Cooper Powell, the freshman designated hitter. Umpire retrieves the baseball, comes out, checking it out. I don't know what he said to the pitcher, but he heads back behind home plate. After Powell will be Kyler Cheney, who will bat. Powell, a .368 batting average on the season, so he's had success when he's been up there. There's a pitch that just misses a little outside. One ball, one strike.
Scale 3-4.
Not much of a lead at first base down there for Riddle. And the pitch is low and away, and it's two balls and a strike. Kofor working from the stretch windup for the first time. Glance over at first. He comes set. And the pitch, and the runner goes, and the throw to second is going to be way late. Back behind the plate for the Indians, Samuel Cooper that time. I know he had a little trouble getting it out of his glove, and then just came up and did not have a good line on it. Stolen base for Riddle. Runner at second base with nobody out, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count now. And the pitch from Kofor is fouled straight back at us, and the count holds at two balls and two strikes. Okay, Montgomery County has beaten Estill County a dozen games in a row. haven't lost to the Engineers since March the 30th of 2016 when they fell 5-2. And there's a swing and a miss. He got him to go after the fastball up and in. Second strikeout, or rather third strikeout of the game for Evan Kofer. Here's Kyler Chaney, senior first baseman. He's a left-hand hitter. So Chaney steps in, and the first pitch, he chases a pitch out and away for strike one. Chaney, a .222 batting average on the season, has a double among his hits. That pitch is way upstairs, one ball, one strike after Chaney. Canyon Hicks will bat next. Runner leading at second base. And the 1-1 pitch and a swing and a miss again. He's kind of stepping in the hole a little bit toward first base with that right foot hitting from the left side. And he's pulling off that pitch, so he can't reach out there and get that ball. It's a bit outside. There's a ball hit right back through the middle. He came right down the middle with it. Here comes the runner coming to the plate, and the throw is coming in. And it kind of got halfway cut off. The runner's going to be able to advance to second base, and Estill County has taken a 1-0 lead. So the Engineers with another runner in scoring position. That's a case of a young pitcher in Kofer. He really had Chaney right where he wanted him because Chaney was not going to catch up with that fastball off the plate outside, but he came right over the heart of the plate with it. Here comes the first pitch, and it's up and in but fouled away by Canyon Hicks for strike one. Hicks, a senior, playing at third base today. Hicks has been really successful on the mound, 2-1 with a 1.11 ERA when he's pitching. There's a high chopper back through the middle and gloved by Kaba. The throw to first he got him. What a nice play by Kaba at shortstop. I mean, he went behind second base, caught that ball up high, spun, and got the runner at first base. Now we're going to have a conference out of the mound with two outs and a runner at third base. I think we're going to have a pitching change. So it's going to be Leach coming on to pitch. Well, we'll be back. We'll return after we step out 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Eli Leach is coming on to pitch for Montgomery County, and the Indians have Bourbon County coming up, and apparently the decision was to save Evan Kofer, thinking they might need him against Bourbon County in a district game, so Leach is going to come on and pitch now. And Kofer did. He threw the ball pretty well, gave up a run on two hits, and in an inning and two-thirds. And now Leach will enter the game. Eli Leach, a right-hander, has been in two games, one as a starter, pitched only three innings. And he will face Mason Griggs, the sophomore catcher, with two outs and a runner at third base. Works from the half windup with the runner at third. And the breaking ball is popped in the air into shallow left field, just back on the grass. Cabo goes back and reaches up and makes the play. Tough play to make, too, with the breeze blowing out, but he stayed with it, caught it, and the inning is over. So after an inning and a half of play, as Estill County comes up with a run on a couple of hits and leaves a runner on base, Engineers lead it 1-0, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new Peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Bottom half of inning number two, Indian catcher batting right-handed, and he takes a pitch down low for a ball. Janice, the lefty, deals low and away, and it's 2-0. Let's go, Bob. Indians down a run as they bat here in the home second inning. Bobby Joe Whitaker Field, that one's down and in. So Cooper, a pitch away from becoming a leadoff base runner here. Cooper, a 200 batting average coming in, has a propensity to draw walks, and that pitch is up high. He's on base.
Coming to the plate, number 14.
Cooper's ninth walk of the season. Comes on four pitches to start the second. First walk given up by Jay Neese, and here is Talon Stevens, a sophomore. Stevens has only two at-bats this season, right-hand batter. Runner goes, and he balked. So Cooper advances to second base with nobody out. Stevens with Kaba waiting in the on-deck circle. Cooper with a good lead at second base. Getting everything he can, they turn and bluff a pickoff throw. Cooper's going to measure himself against the second baseman. There's a ball hit to right field, and that will drop in for a base hit. Comes on a big hop, throw coming in. Runner starts to the plate and very alertly holds up there at third base. Out there in right field for the Engineers, Hayden Woolery getting the ball back in very quickly. And the Indians have their second hit of the game. Stevens has the first hit of his varsity career, maybe. I'm not positive about that, but I think so. And runners on the corners as Kaba comes to the plate. Sophomore shortstop. chance here to tie the game. See what the Indians do at first base there. Runner not going, pitches down, and he gets away from the catcher, so he's off and running. And the Indians have runners in scoring position, two of them, after a pass ball. And base hit could give the Indians a lead here in the home half of the second inning. Infield will come in all the way around. Now with runners at second and third. See if Cava gets a pitch he can drive. That one's way inside, and it's two balls, no strikes. Let's go, 1-7. Again, the breeze blowing out toward right field. That pitch is low and away, and Cava a pitch away from drawing walk. He drew three walks in the game last week that we did against Wes Carter. Came around to score all three times in the game. Nice, the 3-0 is, it's high, ball four, so a couple of four-pitch walks around a base hit by Stevens, and the Indians have loaded the bases with nobody out. And we're going to get a conference going on for the engineers as the coach heads out. And we'll take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
As we come back to play, Braylon Lambert, the sophomore second baseman, batting right-handed, lays a perfect bunt down the right side of the infield. The pitcher has to come in, run scores, sacrifice, runners move to second and third, RBI for Braylon Lambert, and he's the first out of the game, of the inning rather, and gets credit for an RBI. Now here's J.J. Norris, right-hand batter, right fielder, and he hits a little number, and the second baseman is able to catch it on the fly and go back to the third baseman and double up the runner there. Wow. Pop to second, second to third, and the inning is very quickly over. What a break for Estill County. In the second, the Indians get a run on a hit, and one runner left on base. At the end of two innings of play, it's Estill County and Montgomery County all tied up at a run apiece. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Logan Friend, the sophomore second baseman, leads it off for Estill County, and he's taken a couple of breaking pitches, one high, one low, out of the strike zone from Eli Leach. Leach then throw with a lot of velocity, breaking pitches, trying to spot the ball. The 2-0, and that's in for a strike. Two balls and a strike to count. Leach didn't take a lot of time. He kicks, he deals, and that ball is hit to left field, and it will hang up long enough to be caught out there by Braden Doerr. And that's the first out of this third inning.
Number seven, Henry.
So one out for the leadoff batter, Ethan Henry, who was a strikeout victim his first time up. Engineers a run on two hits. Montgomery County with a run on two hits through these first two innings of play. Henry steps in, right-hand batter. Breaking ball is hit high in the air out into left field. Hit pretty well and going back and back and gets over the head of the left fielder, Doerr, and in at second base. And again, he's out there battling the wind. And very tough to keep up with that baseball when it's hit that high up in the air and this kind of a wind and that deep. And Henry ends up at second base. Here's Tyler Brewer. He had a fly ball to right field his first time up. Henry deserves a hit there only because he hit it way up in the air in a breeze. Leach steps off the pitching rubber. Now he wants to speak to his catcher. Leach is back on the mound now, ready, and comes set. Breaking ball is over the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Woolery is on deck. That pitch, well, if you can't get out of the way of that one, I have to say you ought to not get first base. That one was not coming in there. I could have gotten out of the way of that pitch. But, you know, hey, the batter owns the box, and so trotting on to first base is Brewer. And they're two on with one out. Here's Woolery, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Number three hitter in the order, and Leach steps off the pitching rubber. Leach is ready and glancing at second base. Second glance, pitch is down low for a ball. Runner goes, and Cooper will throw late to second base and doesn't get it. The ball gets away. Here comes the runner for home, and it's a 2-1 game. That throw was almost in time to get the runner at second base, but second baseman unable to come up with the ball. It got away from him, and that'll be an error on the Indians to allow the second run of the game to score. Now runner at second base, and a one ball, no strike count. And that pitch is down low, and it's 2-0. That pitch is in for a strike at the knees over the outside corner. Two balls and a strike to count. Well, Leach is in here. He's pitching really for one reason, and that's because normally he can throw strikes. And if your defense can make plays, then he can keep you in a game. That pitch is down low, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The hitter's pitch, and it's pop foul back of the plate, and we're all full at three balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
with that breeze. Right now the flag is standing straight out toward right field. It'll kind of do that for a while. Things will calm, and there's a chopper foul at the plate, and we'll do it again. Count stays at 3-2. After Woolery, it'll be Peyton Riddle. Left-hand batter will bat next. Leach's pitch is popped up in the air, foul, over near the Estill County dugout, and Kaba stays with him and makes the catch for the second out of the inning, a foul ball. So there are two gone. And here's Riddle, who slapped a base hit over the shortstop's head into left center field his first time up and came around to score the first Estill County run of the game. Leach glances at second base. He pitches, and it's a ground ball. Kaba knocks it down at first, picks it up, steps on the bag, inning over. So Leach with a nice recovery, and they'd like to have that run back that they kind of gave up. Ends up being an unearned run. In the third inning, it's a run on a hit and a runner left. So we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Estill County with a 2-1 lead on the Indians. We'll return in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Back to the top of their batting order here in the home third. Braden Dorr had a base hit in the first inning, leads it off. He's had a 1-1 count, and there's Nice missing inside. And it's two balls and a strike to Dorr. Kofer and Oberhauser will follow. Here's a ball ripped right back at the pitcher, caught on the line. Dorr hit it right on the button, and that's one of those where Nice had no choice but to catch it. Here's Evan Kofer. Hit into a fielder's choice. Got to second on a throwing error, but got stranded there in the first inning. Right-handed batter. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Swung over top and down a strike. Kofer fouls that one off, and he's down, no balls, two strikes. Well, when you see that guy who has that open stance, and after you throw him one pitch and he goes no indication of really closing that stance up very much, hey, you're going to pitch him outside, and it's going to be tough for him to hit it. Here comes the two-strike pitch, and a swing and a miss, and the ball gets away. He'll have to make the play at first base, and the long throw, and they just got him. Thought the Indians might have a base runner there, but call for a strikeout victim.
Number two, Ethan Oberhauser.
Here's Ethan Oberhauser, who bounced out to third baseman Kenyon Hicks, his first time up. And the first pitch to the right-handed batter from the left-handed throwing Neese is swung on and missed for a strike. 0-1. Here's a ball hit out into right center field and well hit, and that ball will be over the right fielder's head, and it is going to... It went out. They're waving. He ends up at third base, but he's going to be at second base. That ball bounced over the fence. Is that what happened, or did it go under the fence? I don't know. It's a ground rule double, though. So Overhauser with a ground rule double, a well hit ball to right field, and now Leach will see if he can tie this game.
Leach
with a ground out to the shortstop, his first time up. And there's a pickoff attempt at second base and well off the mark. Overhauser able to get back in safely. These pitches low and away. One ball, no strikes to count. If Leach can reach, Samuel Cooper would bat next for the Indians, who trail 2-1 here in the home third. They've got two outs, runner in scoring position for Leach. And the one ball pitch is inside, and it's 2-0. Leach waits on the 2-0. It's outside. Three balls and no strikes.
All right, 240, 3-0 here.
Leach has just a very slight open stance, hitting from the right side. The 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. He was taken all the way, and it's 3-1. And the 3-1 delivery is fouled straight back, so battling back to run the count full is junior lefty Jay Neese. And we're ready. The payoff pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch down and away. And the inning is over. Strikeout number one in the game for Neese. Indians, no runs on a hit, and a runner left. We've played three. Estill County 2, Montgomery County 1. We'll be right back here in just 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Ethan Oberhauser is going to come on and pitch now for Montgomery County, the senior right-hander who has, he's been in only one game as a pitcher. He gave up a couple of hits and a run. Threw only nine pitches in that game. So he'll come on now here in the top of the fourth inning and face Cooper Powell, Kyler Cheney, and Canyon Hicks for Estill County, trying to keep the Engineers at this 2-1 margin. Well, certainly when the season started, you kind of thought that Jace Mays and Minyard, they were going to be two guys you'd be able to pitch a lot. Mays has, he's 3-0 and has been really good when he's been available, and now he's unavailable again, and Minyard has not pitched so far this season. Swing and a miss for a strike, and Oberhauser misses high with that pitch, and it is 1-1. Oberhauser working from the stretch, and there's a pitch popped up behind home plate. It'll get back out of play. And Powell, who struck out his first time up there, is down a ball and two strikes. Oberhauser comes to the belt, pitches, and that's low, and we're all even at 2-2. Batter steps out, and now from behind the plate, Sam Cooper is going to go out and talk with Oberhauser. Leach is back at first base. I think that's Cabe out in center now, defensively. Oberhauser comes set and pitches, and that's strike three. Right over the heart of the plate. Good pitch from Oberhauser to get the first out of this fourth inning on a strikeout. And here is Kyler Cheney. Hit a base hit and drove in a run. Again, a left-hand batter, and he was down a couple of strikes, unable to get that outside pitch. And then pitch right over the plate. He got a base hit. Pitches up and a little bit outside. 1-1, no strikes to count. Oberhauser delivers, and that's in for a strike. 1-1. All you can ask for some of these pitchers for the Indians is to do what, pretty much what Leach did and what Oberhauser started out doing, and that pitch is up high, and it's 2-1. That's come in trying to throw strikes, but make people at least put the ball in play, give your defense a chance, keep it in the park, and see what happens. Here's the 2-1, and that's in for a strike. And we're all even at 2-2 when that wind pops up. Thursday evening, we will be over in Winchester, softball action. Lady Indians, Lady Cards, there's strike three. Just came with a good fastball over the outside part of the plate. A couple of back-to-back called third strikes for Oberhauser to start this fourth inning. And here is Canyon Hicks, who grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Here's a pitch in for a strike to start off. Oh and one. Hicks batting. Griggs on deck. That pitch bounces to the plate that time, comes to the backstop. It's 1-1, one strike to count. One one, and that's up high. 2-2 and a strike. So softball action on Thursday here for you. The Indians will be in Paris on Thursday to take on Bourbon County in a district game. There's a pitch in for a strike. And we're all even at 2-2. Oberhauser shakes off one sign. Ready to come with the 2-2. And breaking ball is chopped foul at the plate, and it stays at 2-2. For a guy who doesn't, he hadn't pitched hardly at all this season, and has not pitched much in his career. The curveball didn't break a lot, but didn't have to. Here's a ball hit high in the air, out into right center field, and going over in K-Bud. It's just off his glove and running into second base with a double. Boy, a long run for Kaba. He almost got there. And Estill County has a runner in scoring position with two outs here in the fourth inning. Here's Mason Griggs. Griggs popped out to shortstop his first time up. Cable was at short then and went back and made a nice play against battling the wind. That pitch is high for ball one. Griggs batting and Friend is on deck. Fourth hit of the game for the Engineers. They bat here in the top half of inning number four. Trying to keep that runner as close as they can at second. The pitch is swung on and missed. High fastball from Oberhauser, and it's all even at 1-1. Ethan has a sign, glance at second, and he's going to throw back to second base. Runner able to get back in. Here we go again with the one ball, one strike pitch, and it swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. Batter taking a pretty deep crouch, and the 1-2 is outside, the runner goes and gets by the catcher, and he'll be in at third base. Two balls, two strike count. That'll be a stolen base. He had that base stolen before the pitch was ever made, pretty much. He had a big lead. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at third base. Oberhauser shakes off a couple of pitches, and now Griggs asks for time and steps out of the box momentarily. Right-handed batter ready and waiting. And Oberhauser, again, the 2-2, and that one is in for a call, strike three, and the inning is over. And how about that? Oberhauser gives up the double, but he gets three strikeouts, all called third strikes. Top of the fourth, nothing across, no runs ahead, and a runner left for the Engineers. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians trailing Estill County 2-1. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Samuel Cooper leads it off for the Indians. He walked and scored the Indians' run. Leading off the third inning, takes a pitch the high part of the strike zone. 0-1 the count, and he fouls this one off, and he's down 0-2 to Nice. It'll be Cooper Stevens and Cava to bat. 5, 6, and 7 in the Montgomery County batting order as they try to get some offense together, trailing 2-1 here in the home fourth against the Engineers. Two-strike pitch is a breaking ball that goes inside, taken for ball one. 1-2 the count. That's a pretty good pitch, one he couldn't have done anything with, and if he swings and makes contact, probably just barely going to hit it out of the infield. 1-2, and that one's outside, and it's all even at 2-2. Yes, okay, Kataui and Ollie, that pitch was well outside. Here's the 2-2, and it's popped up, foul, back out of play. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glad you're with us here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field on this Tuesday evening. Slow breaking pitch and a check swing, and that was, he did not go. They should have appealed that. I mean, he checked that swing. I feel very confident, but he got rung up. That pitch was up and out of the zone. But a strikeout. First out of the inning, and here's Talon Stevens had a base hit. Moved the runner along, and he fouls off the first pitch for a strike. Stevens now has a .333 batting average. Came into this game 0-2 on the season, and the base hit, now he's 1-3. Pitch misses outside, and it's 1-1. Can he add another 167 points to his batting average right here with a base hit? Right-hand hitter. Sophomore waits, and the pitch is down and in. 2 balls and a strike. Cable waiting on deck, hoping to have somebody on in front of him, and the pitch is fouled away down the right field side. And the count is all even at 2-2. Estill County a run in the second, run in the third. Indians got a run in the second. They bat bottom of the fourth. One out, nobody on. Pitch is a breaking pitch that's outside, and we got a full count at 3-2. Nice is ready, and here comes the payoff pitch, and it's hit back through the middle, and that will be backhanded by the second baseman, throws to first, and time for the out. So two outs and nobody on. Here's Jamin Cava. Right-hand batter stepping in. Walked to load the bases his first time up there, and then got stranded. A foul tips it off the mask of the catcher for strike one. Umpire immediately pops out with a new baseball, heads toward the mound, give the Estill County backstop Mason Griggs a chance to regroup a little bit after taking that one off the mask, and he takes a glance back to make sure Griggs is okay, hands the pitcher the baseball, and heads back behind home plate. Skies are really overcast. We're going to get some rain later this evening in all probability. But it will be after game time, I think. Cable waits on the one strike pitch from Nice, and it's way down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Cable, one of the guys, the Indians really need to pick it up with a bat. Swing and a miss there, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. And he's only a sophomore, but really one of the more veteran players after seeing quite a bit of time last year. Nice deals the 1-2, and it's a breaking ball, and it came over the outside corner for a called strike three. Great pitch from Nice. And Nice has really kind of fallen in line now. A 1-2-3 inning. He's retired four in a row. He's struck out four of the last six batters he's faced. We've completed four innings. Engineers with a 2-1 lead. We'll be back. More baseball from Bobby Joe Whitaker Field in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Top of the fifth inning and first pitch hitting Logan Friend popped it up out in front of the plate, and catcher Samuel Cooper goes out and hauls it in. The pitcher, boy, there's a pair of seniors, and neither one would have caught it. Overhauser was right in there if Cooper hadn't called him off, and one pitch and one out here in the Estill County fifth inning. Now we're back to the top of the order as Ethan Henry steps in, struck out, and then he doubled and scored on an error his last time up there to give the Engineers a 2-1 lead. There's a breaking ball that hangs high. One ball, no strikes to count. Here's a ball hit well to center field, but backing up and hauling it in is Kaba. And here's the second out of the inning. Hit that ball pretty much on the button, but right at Jamin Kaba, and he played well, and now the batter is Tyler Brewer. Fly to right, been hit by a pitch, and a off-speed pitch hangs high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Woolery would bat next for Estill County if the inning continues. That one's down low. Two balls, no strikes. He's gone way up high out of the zone, down in the dirt. Overhauser comes set and pitches, and that's a strike at the knees. Two balls and a strike to count. Outfield playing pretty deep and straight away all the way around with a number two batter in the order. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Cooper. Count is all even. Two balls, two strikes with two outs and nobody on. And Overhauser delivers way high. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is a ground ball and just past the diving shortstop into left center field for a base hit. Cofer just couldn't get there. That ball was sharply hit. And here is Hayden Woolery batting with a runner at first and two outs. Woolery has struck out and fouled out to Kaba, who at that time was playing first base. Right-hand batter. Overhauser pitches up high for a ball. When Ethan Overhauser misses high, I mean, we're talking about high. I mean, it's not top of the strike zone. I mean, these pitches are, you know, up in the eyes or above. There's a swing and a miss. Count is even at 1-1. Overhauser trying to end things here in the Estill County fifth with two outs and a runner on. Brings the 1-1 to the plate, and it's popped up back of the plate, and it will just get out of play. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Overhauser is ready, and he pitches high, and it's 2-2. Count is all even. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with that runner at first base, and Overhauser deals, and that's strike three. Good fastball in the outside part of the plate. That Overhauser seems to be getting a little more speed on his fastball as this thing goes along, and he's got four strikeouts in two innings. All have been called third strikes. No runs on a hit and a runner left. We go to the home fifth. Estill County leads it 2-1. We're back in 90 seconds.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Braylon Lambert leads off the Montgomery County fifth and takes a pitch over the inside corner for a strike. Lambert laid down a perfect sacrifice to drive in the Montgomery County run with the bases loaded back in the second inning. Right-hand batter, slight open stance, and he grounds the ball past the pitcher. The shortstop passed it back up on it, gloves it, and throws, and gets by the first baseman. And that was kind of a tough play, but it'll be an error on the shortstop. And the Indians have a leadoff base runner.
That's the bat for the Indians, number 21, J.J. Norris.
He's J.J. Norris, who hit into a double play, a little pop to the second baseman. He dove with the infield playing in and then doubled up the runner on third base. And the pitch. And he bunts, and it's a good one. Nice bobbles it, and everybody's going to be safe. So Norris reaches on a sacrifice, and that'll be an error on the pitcher. And the Indians have runners at first and second with nobody out, and Braden Doerr, the leadoff batter, comes up. Doerr has singled, and he lit a line shot right back at the pitcher the last time up, so he has read knees pretty well. Let's see what the Indians do here with Kofor on deck. See if they don't lay down another one. Time asked for and given. He's started into his follow-through but held up and didn't throw the ball to the plate. Now Dora's back in there. Even stance from that right side batter's box as runners take their lead and shows no sign of bunting, and a pitch is taken down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. Here's the 1-0 as Nice waits for a long time, and it's taken down low for a ball. I think that's a balk right there, to be honest with you. He's coming to a complete stop on that pitch, hanging that leg up there, and after he started into his windup. Not that time, and the ball is grounded foul outside of third by Dore. Two balls and a strike to count. Norris with pretty good speed at first base. He and Lambert, they'll try to make sure they help Indian stay out of a double play on a ground ball. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. And Dore has the count all even at two balls and two strikes. Big pitch right here in this game. Indians down 2-1 in the home fifth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and that's the first out of the inning. So Dore couldn't catch up on a up-and-out fastball. One out. Evan Colfer has hit into a fielder's choice and struck out. Ethan Overhauser moves on deck. Colfer steps in, batting right in. And again, he has that open stance, and let's see if they work him away. And he pops it foul back out of play. It's pretty easy to sit back here and watch young players play the game and think about what they could do to probably really improve themselves. And, boy, if he takes that left foot and steps in and toward the pitcher as he takes up and away, count goes 1-1. I think this guy has a chance to be a real hitter for the Indians. He's got a quick bat. One ball, one strike, and one out. And Nice pitches, and it's just barely hits the outside corner. It's a ball and two strikes. That's a tough pitch on Colfer in this situation. So he's down, a ball, two strikes, and he fouls this one, or hits it in the air to shallow right field, and it's caught by the second baseman backing up for the second out, just onto the edge of the grass. And there are two gone. So here's Ethan Overhauser. It's up to him. He has bounced to third and doubled to right center field his last time up off of Nice. With two outs, the runners will be going on anything yet. Pitches up and away, ball one. Leach is on deck. Overhauser levels the bat and waits on the one ball pitch. And it's coming. And it's a ground ball. The second baseman will go over and backhand it and steps on the bag, and the inning is over. All in kind of one motion. He was moving toward the base. And the Indians here in the home half of the fifth inning come up with no runs on no hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. There were actually two errors. And we have completed five innings. Estill County 2, Montgomery County 1. We're back in 90 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Ethan Oberhauser for his third full inning of work in two innings. He's given up a couple of hits. He struck out four, all called third strikes. And the first pitch is a little blooper into left center field, just past the shortstop. He just left-handed batter turned that a little bit inside out. That's his second hit of the game. The first one was pretty much a line drive in that direction, but that was just a little blooper. But they all count. He's at first base with nobody out. And here is Cooper Powell, who has struck out twice in the game and his two plate appearances. And we're going to get a new batter, I think, for Estill County coming up there. It's going to be Hayden Fletcher, right-hand batter, and takes a pitch for a strike over the outside corner. So Fletcher batting here in the sixth. That pitch is way high, and it's one ball, one strike. After Fletcher, Kyler Chaney will bat next. Oberhauser trying to just keep Estill County right here. See if the Indians can rally these last couple of runs. There's a bunt attempt, foul outside of third. That pitch came in really low, and he probably should have pulled back off of that one and tried to bunt it and couldn't get enough on that one. Ends up being pitched right where Ethan Oberhauser wanted it to be. Ball and two strikes. He's ahead in the count. He comes set. Runner not going. Pitches a bouncer to Leach. Steps on. Oh, he drops the ball, but still picks it up and gets a runner at first base for the first out as Riddle moves on to second base. So with one out and the runner at second, here's Chaney, who singled to drive in the first run of the game and then got called out on strikes. Left-hand batter. And a swing and a miss for a strike. Found the pitcher. I'm going to make Chaney put it, tuck his shirt in. He could get hit by that jersey hanging a little loose. There's a breaking ball that's fouled down the left field line. And Ethan Oberhauser gets ahead. No balls, two strikes. Hicks is waiting on deck. Runner at second base. Indians down 2-1 as Estill County bats here in the sixth inning. And there's a ball fouled down the third base side again, out of play. And the Indians have won 12 in a row against the Engineers. Trying to extend that streak right here. Oberhauser. Ready for the 0-2. And the ball is grounded to the second baseman. It will be gloved and throws him out. Runner moves on to third, and they're two gone. Braylon Lambert making the play at second base, and here is K. Kenyon Hicks, who is grounded to short, and he is doubled to right center field. Overhauser misses up and away for a ball. It's a ball that was well hit, but Cabo with a long, long run. And there is a huge gap in right center field right now for him to work with. One ball count. Swing and a miss. Kind of stepped off of that one to the batter. And it's 1-1 to Hicks. Griggs is on deck. Indians will have 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order coming up in the bottom half of this inning. See if they can get there down just 2-1. That pitch is up high. Two balls and a strike. You know, those pitches really are kind of effective because I think it, you know, they're so far out of the zone, the batter kind of takes his mind off of, you know, he's not really concentrating, and then Overhauser comes right back with a strike, and it's a swing and a miss. And it's two balls and two strikes. Looking for his fifth strikeout of the game here in his third inning of work. He comes set. 2-2 is hit into center field, and that will drop for a base hit and get the run in. Estill County increases the lead to 2 runs. On the base hit, the two-out single by Kenyon Hicks. Seventh hit of the game now for Estill County, and here is Mason Griggs, who has popped a short and struck out in his 2 trips. Indians have been out hit now 7-3 in the game, down 3-1 on the board. Runner goes, pitch is low, throw to second base, and he just got a little bit too much of a jump. But when you haven't pitched a lot, it's just certain things. It's very tough to hold runners close. I mean, you're trying to get the ball over the plate. And now Coach Minyard is going to come out to the mound. It's a one ball, no strike count. Conference doesn't take long, and it breaks up. And Griggs will head back to the batter's box to step in ahead and count 1 ball, no strikes. That was a big run for Estill County. I think this one would be even bigger if they get the run in at second base and take a 3-run lead. Overhauser pitches, and it's hit high in the air out into right field and coming on, and the ball is off the glove of the outfielder, and the run scores. And again, the breeze is blowing pretty good, but that ball hanging up as long as it did, and it'll be an error. And it is a 4-1 game. And a runner goes on to second base. Now Griggs will be courtesy run for as the catcher. And now Coach Minyard is headed back to the mound, and we're going to get looks like Cabo is going to come in to pitch, and we're going to get a pitching change. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA.
Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
It's going to be sophomore Talon Stevens who will come on to pitch in the game. It couldn't have been Kaba because Kaba actually had pitched yesterday against Harrison County. Kaba's going to come and play third base now for the Indians. So that's the reason they were summoning him from center field. So the Indians find themselves down 4-1 in the game now. And here is Logan Friend for Estill County, batting here in the sixth. And a breaking pitch is pop foul back out of play for strike one. So Stevens is the fourth pitcher used today for Montgomery County. On the other side, it's been Nice going all the way for the Engineers. Stevens pitches coming in a little bit high, and it's one ball, one strike. So Kava is now at third base. He has made a lot of defensive switches over the course of this game. That pitch is sailing high, and it's 2-1. Here's a pitch that's just a little bit low, and it's three balls and a strike. The inning continues. The Engineers go back to the top of their batting order with Ethan Henry. But Stevens down, three balls and a strike. Trying to come in with a pitch here. That's in. That's called ball four. I thought that looked like a pretty good pitch. Must have been low.
Lineup for the Engineers, number seven, Henry.
So runners at first and second. Here's Ethan Henry, who has doubled and scored, flied to center, and struck out in his three trips. Got a report that we've got rain in the area over at Paris, so just a little bit earlier than expected. And it's cloudy, overcast here. As we come now to the 7:30 hour, this game about an hour and a half old. Here's a ground ball that gets into left field for a base hit. They're going to send the runner home. The throw coming in will not be even made to the plate, and it's 5-1 Engineers. Stopping at second base is the courtesy runner. So Henry with his second hit. And here is Tyler Brewer, who has a base hit, has been hit by a pitch and fly to right. Right-hand batter. Stevens pitches outside for a ball. This is the first time that Stevens has pitched this season for Montgomery County, so here's a ball hit well down the left field line, and that will drop in a fair ball right on the line. One run scores, another run coming in. Throw is coming to the plate, and it is high at the plate. Moving on to third is Henry, and the lead grows to 7-1. That'll be a double. A couple of runs batted in, and then he goes to third on the throw of the plate, and now Coach Binyard is back on the mound. It looks like we've got another pitcher. And coming into pitch is going to be Hundley for Montgomery County. I believe Raymond Hundley will be on the mound.
Number 23, Raymond Hundley.
So we'll be back. Hundley will get his warm-ups in, and we'll return to Bobby Joe Whitaker Field coming up in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
So Raymond Hundley making his first pitching appearance as a varsity pitcher. He's a senior, a right-hander. And he'll get ready to face Hayden Woolery, who has struck out twice and fouled out to the first baseman, a left-hand batter, ready to step in as Estill County has broken the game open here with five runs here in the sixth inning to lead it. 7-1. That first pitch is a little bit up and away for a ball. Pretty good velocity for the big right-hander. He's into the wind, and he pitches and again misses up and away. He's down 2-0. Peyton Riddle, who started the inning with a base hit, is the on-deck batter. There were two outs and a runner on, and all this has happened with two outs. The five runs the engineers have scored. Got a little bit closer with that one, but still a little up and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. And the 3-0, that looked like right down the heart of the plate to me. I don't know why that was called a ball, but it was a ball four. So runners at first and third, and here is Riddle, who started the inning with a single, has had two base hits in the game, has scored a couple of runs. A left-hand batter. Bats with two outs, two on, here in the top of the sixth inning. And runner goes, pitches way up and outside. 1-1, no strikes. That pitch was pretty close right there. I mean, he called that a ball, and I think that's over the outside part of the plate, right about the letters. That's a strike from here. That's a strike. Couldn't miss that one. It's 2-1 the count. See if Raymond Hundley can find the strike zone now. That's up and away again. 3-1. Runner has moved on to second base without an attempt, and so two runners in scoring position. And he fouls this one away, and the count is full at 3-2. See if Hundley can find a strike here. The 3-2 is popped up back out of play. Count holds. 3-2. So the Indians have used Kofer and Leach and Overhauser and Stevens and now Hundley. And there's a chopper to the first baseman. It'll be gloved. Lee steps on the bag, inning over. And Estill County comes up with five runs in the sixth inning. They lead it 7-1. We'll be back in just a minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. The Indians made a game of it for a long time today, but now as they've been in the bottom of the six, they find themselves behind 7-1 after that five spot in Nice. They go to work on Leach, who fouls the first pitch away for a strike. Leach is grounded short and struck out. Leach and Cooper and Stevens batting here in the bottom half of inning number six. The Indians need base runners here. And there's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt. And it's no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled down the right field line. Leach stays alive. 0-2. Yeah, the cloud mass is really out into left center field here and over toward the Bourbon County area where we're understand we're getting a little rain. There's a single into center field. Leach just slapped it in the right spot, and he's on with the Indians' fourth hit of the game.
Back to the plate for the Indians.
Samuel Cooper will bat. He walked and scored the Indians' run in the second inning and struck out in the fourth. Batting here in the bottom of the sixth with a runner on and nobody out. Talon Stevens on deck. Nice. Kicks and deals, and it's ripped to left field down the line. That'll be in there for extra bases. Leach on his way to third base, and he'll be held up at third base into second with a stand-up double is Samuel Cooper.
That's the play for the Indians. Taking his first batting appearance tonight, number 23, Raymond Huntley.
And here's Raymond Huntley to bat for Montgomery County. He's been at the plate only two times this season. So Hundley with a chance here to deliver a couple of runs. Right-hand batter. Hundley shows bunt and bunts it in front of the plate. And the pitcher has to go to first. Second baseman covering and a good defensive play. And that's the first out of the inning.
I used to break the times like this, to ride like this.
1-4, and here is Kaba coming to the plate.
At the back of the Indians, number 17, Jamin Kaba.
So it's Kaba batting and Lambert on deck. Kaba, see if he can get the Indians a little closer here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch. And he swings at one that's down low and misses strike one. Cabe has walked and struck out in his two trips up there. Nice works from the stretch and glances at third, and that pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1.
Caba looking for a pitch he could hit in the gap and get a couple of runs in. And he fouls it off the end of the bat, and it's a ball and two strikes to count. Now the lights were on early, and they're now on and needed here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. That breeze continuing to blow. The 1-2 is a breaking ball, and he just gets a piece of it, fouls it back. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch again, and that one just about hit him. He's able to duck out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Leach at third. Cooper at second. And the 2-2 is hit high and foul back out of play. We stay at two balls and two strikes. This game was really moving quickly along. I mean, we were into the fourth inning, less than an hour into the game, but kind of slowed down a little bit now. There's a swing and a miss. And that's the second out of the inning. Now it's up to Braylon Lambert, who has sacrificed to drive in a run and reached on an error.
Braylon Lambert.
So Lambert will try to see if he can get these runs in. Indians were second and third with nobody out. Pitches outside for a ball. He's still well under the pitch count limit to be able to finish this game. That pitch is in for a called strike, and that looks a little bit high. There he is. You know, batters move up and down, they're crouching. It can be tough to settle in sometimes on that high strike. Swing and a miss there on a good pitch, and one ball and two strikes to count. So Nice a pitch away from getting out of this two on and nobody out jam here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Breaking ball is swung on and missed. He tried to wait on it, but the back-to-back strikeouts, and in the sixth, the Indians get no runs on two hits and leave two on base. And we'll go to the seventh. Estill County with a 7-1 lead on the Indians when we come back in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Yeah, Estill County Bats here in the top of the seventh with a 7-1 lead now after getting those five runs last inning. They'll have Cooper Powell coming to the plate. And I said Powell, it's Fletcher. Fletcher came on to bat for Powell last time up and grounded out to first baseman Eli Leach, right-handed batter. So it's Fletcher and Cheney and Hicks to bat here in the top of the seventh. It's Raymond Hundley who deals, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike. Big rip by the right-hand batter. Hundley not wasting any time. He pitches, and it's fouled away and out of play. No balls and two strikes. So Hundley, he's ready to go. Just wait for Fletcher to step back out, see if they have something in his right eye. And as soon as he steps in, Hundley will be ready. A little sidestep toward first, and the 0-2 is a breaking ball, and it hit him. That had to have hit the bat. I mean, if that didn't hit the knob, he has got the best. Yeah, the ball can't fly off of the hand like that. It had to hit the knob of the bat, I think. But now we're going to get another new pitcher, so the pitching rotation continues for Montgomery County. And let's see who this guy is going to be. We'll tell you about him when we come back after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Dustin Cremines is the batter, or is the pitcher for Montgomery County, a sophomore right-hander, and he pitches outside for ball one to Kyler Chandler. It's really kind of a tough break for Hundley. I mean, the ball does not hit off of the flesh part of a body and fly like that. I mean, he would have had a broken hand if that had actually hit his hand and not the end of the bat. I mean, the ball flew all the way to the backstop, but they took Hundley out of the game. Cremines down, two balls, no strikes, and there's a throw over to first, not in time. I just try to tell you what's going on, folks. That's not trying to get on the umpire. There's a bouncer or a fly ball that just gets over the shortstop into left field for a base hit. And there are two runners on with nobody out. Indians have been in a lot of these games this year where they, you know, the score is really close until the last couple of innings. And then the score really accelerates and pitching changes are made and, you know, you get where it looks like the Indians are really getting bombed a lot of times when some of these games have not been that bad. But If you can pitch, you're getting a chance today. Here is Hicks to bat. Takes a strike from Cremines. Cremines had been in six games coming in. Had worked six and a third innings. His earned run average, 18.79. So he can improve that a little bit here if he can get people out. That pitch is up and in. One ball, one strike. He'd given up 17 runs in six and a third innings. Here's a pitch fouled away for a strike. He really looks pretty good out there. I mean, when you watch this young guy. One ball, two strikes. And there's a chopper to the right side of the infield. Leach will grab it. He'll flip it to Cremines, and that's a nice play to get the out. Cremines doing a good job of getting over there because Leach wasn't that far from the bag, and yet he had no chance to turn and get the runner. And so the runners move up. 3-1 on the first out of the inning, and here is Mason Griggs, who has popped a short, struck out, and reached on an error and scored a run. Cremines with runners at second and third and just one out. And there's a pitch that's in for a strike to Griggs. Cremines, he's about 6'2", 180 pounds. I mean, he's a good-looking athlete. He misses outside with that pitch, and it's one ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled straight back at us, and one ball, two strikes to count. So Cremines is ahead, a ball and two strikes, and he pitches, and it's in the dirt, bounces away. Runner's going to come to the plate, and they'll not get him. That'll be a wild pitch to allow the runners to move up, and it's 8-1. And it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Cremines, see if he can get it out here for the second out of the inning, and it's a swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball that he couldn't catch up to. Strikeout for Cremines, and there are two on for Logan Friend, who has walked and scored, lined out to the left fielder, popped out to the catcher, right out in front of the plate. Cremines comes set, pitches, and it's over the outside corner for a strike. You know, this is, again, as a sophomore, here's a guy who just, you know, I've never seen him before pitch, and he looks like a guy that has some promise. That pitch hits the outside corner, and he's ahead. No balls, two strikes. Umpire maybe just a slightly bit liberal on that pitch with rain seemingly impending here. There's a ball popped up back out of play, and the count holds at no balls, two strikes. Indians will have 9-1 and 2 in their batting order up. And now, Cooper is going to head out to say something to Cremines real quick and stops about midway, heads back to the catcher's box and settles in. Runner at third base, one run in the inning that's made it 8-1, Engineers, and he comes sidearm and he pops it foul back of the plate. Cremines able to deliver pitches from varying spots in a release point. He came really down very low sidearm there with that pitch. He's ahead 0-2. Comes overhand here. It gets away from the catcher, but not very far. And good job of Cooper of tracking that one down. Runner was not coming, and So the count is a ball and two strikes. And here's a ball that is hit out into right center field, and it will be in, and the center fielder never saw that ball. He had to wait till it hit. And I understand it's tough, and racing into third base, and they got him. Yeah, good throw. I think that was from 8-6-5 on the putout. A run does score to make it 9-1. It'll be a double and an RBI. And a good defensive play by the Indians. Estill County with a couple of runs on a couple of hits. Nobody left. And we'll go to the bottom half of inning number 7. We'll get a new Estill County pitcher in, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Freshman right-hander Bryce Drake coming on to pitch for Estill County here in the seventh. He's ahead of J.J. Norris, one strike. Norris batting in that number nine position. It'll be Dorr and Kofer to follow him to the plate here in the seventh. The Indians down 9-1. And there's a swing and another strike, and it's 0-2. Norris has hit into a double play, and he has sacrificed and reached base. And the two-strike pitch is fouled away. Norris stays alive. Indians bat bottom of the seventh. They're down by 8 runs. That pitch, it hits him. He tried to get out of the way. He didn't know which way to go on that high inside breaking pitch. And Indians have a leadoff base runner. Here is Braden Dorr. He is single. He is lined to the pitcher, and he has struck out in his 3 trips. Right-hand batter. Boy, there's a plane flying at a very low altitude, I believe, or maybe that's a helicopter, not a plane. Here's a pitch that gets away from Drake and goes to the backstop, and the runner moves up. What a wild pitch. Yeah, that's a helicopter. Moving out to, looking like it might be toward the Montgomery County Airport, but there's a ground ball, and that will get into, well, it's knocked down by the third base, or by the shortstop, but it'll be a base hit, an infield hit, and moving on to third base is Norris. The Indians have their 6th hit of the game. Here's Evan Colfer, a fielder's choice, has struck out. He has popped a second. So Colfer steps in. There's a pitch in for a strike. Runner goes, and safe sliding in at second base is Dorr. So runners at second and third.
All right, 3-4, let's go.
And the pitch is a ground ball to the shortstop. He backhands. Runner is going to score the throw. Boy, a nice pickup at first base for the out. That ball hit well in front of first baseman, but he caught it on the hop, and there's one gone, and the Indians do get a run in. Runner stays at second. Ethan Oberhauser comes to the plate. He has grounded to third. He has hit into a fielder's choice and doubled in the game, 1-for-3, and the pitch to him is hit high and foul right field side for a strike. Oberhauser bats with Leach on deck. Dorr has a couple of hits. Oberhauser has a double. Leach has had a hit. Cooper has had a double. Stevens has had a hit. There's a ball hit down the first right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to no balls, two strikes. This game is now 2 hours old. No ball, two strike count. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. 9-2, and there's a ball hit backhanded by the second baseman, and he throws him out at first. Runner moves on to third base. Oberhauser really with a pretty good piece of hitting there. Hit that ball sharply down a couple of strikes, and it was a good pitch from Drake.
Back up to bat, number 24.
Here's Leach.
Leach.
1-for-3 on the day with a ground out, a strikeout, and a single. Right-hand batter. See if he can get another run in here. That one's down low for a ball. Leach trying will keep the inning going for Samuel Cooper, who would like a chance to bat next if he could. Here's a ball. He swung at a ball that was up and in on him. Fouls it off for a strike. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Bryce. Get him, buddy.
Drake comes set, pitches, and that hit him. Leach will trot on down to first base. So the second batter in the inning that's been hit by a pitch. Runners at first and third for Samuel Cooper, who has walked and scored, struck out, and doubled. Doubled his last time up there, but as it turned out, his double gave the Indians runners at second and third with nobody out. They didn't score. There's a grounder foul outside of third. One strike to count. Indians down to their final out here, trailing 9-2 in the seventh inning. Engineers are looking for their seventh win. Both teams came in with six wins on the season. Estill 6-11, the Indians 6-12. That pitch is high, and it's a one ball, one strike. Coming up day after tomorrow, Estill County will be at Powell County for their next outing. And there's a ball hit to left field, and that'll be in there for a base hit to get a run in down the line. Left fielder backhands the ball, but Leach is digging for third, and he will be safe standing up. And Cooper has his second double of the game. Drives in a run, 9-3. Runners at second and third, and the batter is Talon Stevens. I said just it's Dustin Kermeans who will bat here. Kermeans, a right-hand hitter, and swing and a miss for a strike on the first pitch. Kermeans has been at bat only a couple of times on the season. Takes that one up and in. One ball, one strike. If Kermeans reaches, Cable would bat next. Drake delivers. That one's up high, and it's 2-1. 9-3 our score. The Indians have plated a couple of runs here in this inning. Nice always seemed to me like he was maybe right on the edge of the Indians having a big inning, but it never happened. There's a pitch that's fouled away, and the count is even at 2-2. The Indians are down to their final strike here. Cremines steps in, holds that bat high, and a swing and a miss, and the inning and the game is over. In the bottom of the seventh, Montgomery County with a couple of runs on a couple of hits. And they leave a couple of runners on base. And our final this afternoon, Estill County 9, Montgomery County 3. And we'll be back to wrap things up here in just a couple of minutes.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
In here today, they have 9 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, 6 left. The Indians on with 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 9 left. The winning pitcher in the game is Jay Neese, who pitched well through 6 innings, gave way to the youngster Drake, who came in and finished things off. The Indians again used a whole bunch of pitchers, and the loser in the game is the starter, Evan Colfer, but he left with a 2-1 deficit. Overhauser came in and pitched really well in the middle part of the game. And then things kind of fell apart a little bit. We saw a lot of people get a chance to throw for the Indians. Hitting-wise, for the Tribe, it was a Samuel Cooper day. A couple of doubles, walked and scored a run and drove in a run for the Indians. He was had 2 doubles and the 7 hits the Indians collected. Braden Doerr, the leadoff batter, had a couple of base hits for the Tribe today as well. But the Indians fall to 6-13 on the season. Estill County goes to 7-11. Again, the Engineers, day after tomorrow, will head off and play at Powell County. The Indians, after a day off tomorrow, will be at Bourbon County in a district game at 5:30 on Thursday. They'll come back next week and play Bourbon County at home in another district game, and we would anticipate having that game on the radio for you on April the 30th, Bourbon County here at Montgomery County. And then the Indians also will host Clark County the following day at 6 o'clock. So we expect to have those games for you next week here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. That'll do it for us, though. Again, the rain held off long enough to get this game in, although the rain looks like it will happen up in Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. They're playing, and the Reds lead the Phillies 5-1. Middle innings. Abbott pitching for the Reds and doing well. And that'll do it for us for here. Thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. Thanks to you for joining us here on our broadcast of Montgomery County Baseball. Again, we'll be back on the air Thursday. Softball action in Winchester, the Lady Indians against Clark County in a 40th district game. For now, Dan Manley from Bobby Joe Whitaker Field. Again, our final Estill County 9, Montgomery County 3. Until we join you Thursday, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Put me in cold, I'm ready to play today.
Look at me. Mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now,